God for being in the house of the Lord one more time.
Glory.
We just thank God for your faithfulness and thank God for Chapman Grove Baptist Church and your hospitality. And your awesome pastor, amen. He didn't have to say that we were felt at home, because we always do. It kind of just goes unsaid. We know this is home when we come this way. And we thank God for being here today. And we love the Chapman Grove family. We've been friends for a mighty, mighty long time. And so I thank God for my pastor friend and his flock. Amen. You guys are just such wonderful people. And I thank God that you're still holding it down, and we're still holding it down, doing what God has called and asked us to do. Amen. It's good to look over in the deacon's corner, and Deacon Coles is still there. Many have gone on that aren't still here, but we still thank God that those of us that remain are still giving God praise. Amen. Celebrations too. Amen. To all of the preachers here, I have a story probably about most all of them. From the one sitting here whom I've known since I was a kid in school. Amen. My friend, Prophet Coleman. Amen. To the one over here I've known, we started pastoring at the same time in this area, Pastor Jackson. To Pastor Chapman, who took me under her wing as a young pastor and who always befriended me. And I do thank you and honor you for that. To Reverend Cosby, my dear schoolmate and friend and pastor, who has been like a brother as well to me in the ministry. Yeah. To my Union Run family, amen. You're always on point, always on time. Even when the pastor's not here, Elder Dye's going to be here. And I thank God for Elder Dye and his posse. Elder Dye and his posse. They're always here. And I thank God for all of you. And Reverend Woodson, such a dear friend to everybody, to my family. This whole side is almost my family. Either you're a member of St. Mark or you are my family. And so I thank God for all of you being here today to support. But there is a word from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I think that's one thing Pastor Jackson knows about me, is that I do what I'm assigned to do and get on out the way. And so today our assignment is to bring the word for this wonderful homecoming day. And I'm just excited that you all still have homecomings, because a lot of folks don't have homecomings anymore.
Right.
And this is a time where we're going to refocus and do what God has wants us to do. This once a year event, right? It may seem like it's a tradition, but it's a time of refocusing and regathering ourselves back together and put us on the right accord with God.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about, this homecoming day, this celebration. And so we want you today to look at the gospel according to St. Luke.
Yes.
The gospel according to St. Luke, familiar passage of scripture. And we're going to read just verses 1 through 7 from chapter 15. While I'm standing, I do want to thank St. Mark Choir and ushers for being here.
Amen. Amen.
Luke 15, 1 through 7. And the word of the Lord reads as follows. Now the tax collectors and sinners, and I'm reading from the New International Version, were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious God, we do thank you and honor you for this time that you have allotted for us. We ask, oh God, that you would just bless your people through your word today. We ask, oh God, that even right now you would remove anything that's not like you. We ask, oh God, that every heart and mind will be focused on you and what you are saying to each of us. Oh God, we just thank you for your faithfulness, for allowing Chapman Grove Baptist Church to experience another homecoming day, for allowing this pastor and people to go for a number of years and to celebrate, Lord, the goodness of the Lord. But God, right now, we need to hear from you.
Yes.
Oh God, in the midst of all that's going on in our world, Lord, we want to shut all of that out. Because we need to hear from you. We need you to speak to us as only you can do, God. We need you to lift us up and fill us with your word. We need you, oh God, to make us brand new through your word. And we'll be so careful to give your name all the praise and all the glory. It is in Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
We want to use for a topic today. Welcome back.
Amen.
Welcome back. My brothers and sisters, this afternoon I want to take a minute to explore what a homecoming really is. All
right.
In high school, and I'm going to take you back, homecoming is a time when seniors are celebrated. The students are pumped up for about a week.
Huh?
There's a dance.
Yeah.
There's a king and queen contest. But most importantly, everyone is welcomed back. In college, homecoming is a time when students remember the years that have gone by, celebrate what lies ahead, don't go to sleep on me. Bands compete depending on which school you went to. Football teams do their thing. Activities are all over campus, and everyone is welcomed back. And I was praying over this message, my mind immediately turned to the church. Because many churches don't have homecoming services anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
There are no long week celebrations. The members don't get pumped up.
Come out here.
The choirs don't have special rehearsals.
My God.
And everyone is not, Pastor Jackson, welcomed back. Pastor Jackson said earlier, I tell the truth, that's what I do.
Tell it.
And I was happy to hear from Pastor Jackson, who invited me here today, because there must be a sense of urgency relating to the church and what it is designed to do.
Amen.
Because if we aren't welcoming people back, then who or what are we inviting in? I can tell you, when it comes to school, unlike many of you, I didn't always go to homecoming.
Right.
Because homecoming meant you needed to get your outfit for the dance. You needed to have a date, get your hair done.
Well,
you needed to get ready for the pet rally. There was a lot to prepare for, and if you weren't careful, you'd spend a whole lot of money and still probably forget something. But it was something that everybody talked about, hang in there with me.
Go ahead.
And prepared for. Because no matter what your circumstances in life may have been at the time, everyone was welcomed back.
Yeah.
You might not look the same way as you did the last time you were there.
Help us, God.
But you were welcomed back. You saved up for homecoming, planned and made preparations. You had to look good at least that day.
Right.
Because everyone was what?
Look.
Welcoming you back.
Yeah, yeah.
The planning committee had tweeted and IG'd all the info weeks ago. IG means Instagram for y'all folks that don't know. So you knew you had to be on point before the party and at the after party. The next day didn't even matter, because this was the day that, you know, we were making plans and making our way back to where it all began. See, there was great excitement in the air. There was so much excitement that no one did a whole lot of study during homecoming week.
Well,
it was all about getting ready for those who were coming back. And I stopped by Chapman Grove this afternoon to let you know that if you're calling today a homecoming day,
well,
there should be some excitement in this place.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're calling today a homecoming day, there should be some anticipation for
yes!
Jesus coming back. If you're calling today homecoming, you should already be on fire, because it's not about who's already here, but it's about who may be coming back.
Yeah.
I wish I had a church full of folks that understood the mission and command of Jesus.
Yes.
This is not just another day. It's a welcome home day for somebody. And since we don't know who that is, we need to praise him in advance for who it might be. I wish I had a church in here that would understand what the Lord is trying to say today. Is there anybody? coming back.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor it's about who's coming back.
Like that.
And when we examine this text this afternoon, Jesus is preaching, and the so-called religious folks known
so-called.
As the Pharisees, they are once again very disgruntled with Jesus. They're feeling some kind of way because Jesus is preaching and folks from everywhere are filling up the place.
Come on now.
Everyone is coming because they want to hear what Jesus has to say.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Pharisees don't like this because some of the folks in the crowd are sinners. Some of the folks in the crowd, they don't look like what they think a person should look like.
Say it. Right,
these Pharisees were the ones who were well-versed in the law.
Yeah.
And they are complaining because now Jesus is taking time out to talk and eat with sinners.
Yes.
And in their minds, Jesus shouldn't give them the time of day.
Right.
But Jesus welcomes them in. And instead of Jesus reacting or getting them straight, he tells a series of stories. Jesus paints a beautiful picture of how things should be and what homecoming really means.
Yeah.
In Luke 15, verses 1 through 7 is the picture of the lost sheep. Yeah. The lost sheep wandered away. And at one point, the lost sheep was in the flock, but wandered away. Jesus said, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them.
Yeah.
Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it?
Yeah.
And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home.
Yeah.
He paints this picture of the lost sheep who needs to find his way home.
Yeah.
The person who strayed away or wandered away, that's the lost sheep. The person who needs to find his way back into the sanctuary, that's the lost sheep.
Yeah.
These individuals were in the house, but maybe they were led astray by tragedy. Maybe they were led astray by the loss of a loved one.
Yeah.
Maybe they were led astray by an unfortunate circumstance. Maybe they were missing because they were hurt and haven't recovered.
Yes,
or maybe they haven't been back because they're experiencing a loss on the job or some other circumstances. But some way or somehow, they were led away by something or somebody.
Yes.
These kinds of people are everywhere, church, except in the in your church on a Sunday morning. They're everywhere except in the pews in the sanctuary. You will see them at the mall. Come on, somebody. You will see them at the beach. You'll see them at the grocery store. You'll see them at the flea market. You'll see them at the gas station. You might see them over at Sam's Club. And when you see them, they'll speak to you. But they haven't been to the church for a mighty, mighty long time. And Jesus is saying that we need to go after these folks. We need to rescue these folks. We need to welcome them back home. And there are three things in this text this afternoon that I want to share with you, and I take my seat. I wish I had a praying church. In order to grow, you must go. In order to grow Chapman Grove, in order to grow St. Mark, in order to grow Union Brown, all of our visiting friends, you must go. What are you saying? Saints of God, we can't get comfortable in our seats. We must go out. We can't get used to having things one way. We must grow up. And in order to grow, we need to go after those who messed up. We need to go after those who choked up.
Yeah.
We need to go after those who fell down and hit the ground. We need to go after those who are divorced and homeless.
Yeah.
We need to go after those who you saw at the store and who you saw on the street. Jesus said, go after the lost sheep until he finds it. And I don't know who I'm talking to in here, but we need to understand that having church is not about sitting in the church. Oh, glory to God. Worship isn't just for the sanctuary. Giving God praise isn't just for the sanctuary. But I can praise them wherever I go. And where I go, I want to make sure that I bring somebody back with me. Is there anybody here today that understands what this mission is all about? COVID got everybody comfortable being at home.
You're right. You're right.
COVID got everybody comfortable being at home.
Yes,
but God says, rise up,
rise up
and let's get to work.
Yes.
If he spared you, rise up.
Yes.
If you're sitting in here, rise up.
Yes.
If he blessed you, rise up.
Yes.
If COVID hit your house and you live to tell it, get Pastor Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Folk may trickle in late, but they come.
That's right.
When a party starts, folk gonna come at the dusk.
Yeah.
But they gonna come. It might be over, but they're going to come. Same with the church. If you got the doors open, they will come.
Yes, Lord.
If ain't nobody coming, then ain't nobody celebrating nothing.
Jesus.
Yeah. Come out here.
If nobody's coming and nobody's celebrating, then there's no excitement. Mm. And if nobody's celebrating and there's no excitement, then there's no joy.
Jesus.
Oh, I lost y'all right there. Yeah. But as the songwriter says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus,
yeah,
and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I wish I had some saved folk in the church on a Sunday afternoon that don't mind giving him praise. But I like the next part, y'all, of this parable that Jesus tells them. And please understand that as Jesus was talking, these Pharisees, they still didn't like it.
That's right.
But how many of you know that the truth will make you free?
Amen.
And it doesn't matter who likes it or who likes you.
That's right.
The truth will make you free. So tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Yes.
See, in this next line of the text, Jesus says this. When he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders.
Yes.
And goes home.
My God.
In other words, he didn't just say, okay, I'll see you next Sunday.
Uh-huh.
He didn't just extend an invitation through Facebook.
Come out here.
All right.
Or Instagram. He said, I will make sure that you get there.
Yes.
Because if it means that I have to carry you myself, I refuse to see you fall back any further.
Yes.
If it means I have to pray with you and come to your house, I'm not going to let you go back any further.
That's right.
I'll support you. I'll work with you. And my point here is for all of the saved folks in the church today.
Jesus.
Don't just talk about love, show it.
Yes.
Don't just talk about love, show love.
Sure.
Regardless of what other folks think about you, show love.
Yes.
Show love when you're up and show love when you're down.
Yes.
Love when you feel like it and love when you don't. Because if the truth be told, you got issues too.
Yeah.
I got issues too.
Yeah.
And some of you in the church this afternoon already know that Jesus will make a way, because you wouldn't be here if he did. Is there anybody here that understands what the Lord is saying? Somebody welcomed you back. Somebody forgave you. Somebody held your hand. And it was love that helped you through when nothing else could help. To share your testimony.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And it's important to give God praise.
Yeah.
Watch what he says, three words in the text. Mm-hmm. He says, rejoice with me.
Mm-hmm.
Three words, rejoice,
rejoice
with me. When you lose something and find it,
it's time for a celebration.
That's right.
When you lose something and find it, it's time for a celebration.
Yeah.
Jesus is intentional in this part of the story. Listen, he says, go find it, bring it home, and rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Go find it, go get it, go after it, bring it home, and rejoice.
Thank you.
Because you know when the praises go up, the blessings come down. You know when the saints get together and start praising God, things begin to happen. Oh, I heard that shackles start coming up. I heard that folk get healed. I heard that the blind can see. I heard that lives get turned around. Oh, when the saints get together, when we rejoice in the Lord, Because the text says there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. And if we're on our way to heaven, we might as well practice while we're down here. Is there anybody in the church today that is ready for a true homecoming celebration? Shoes. This time you aren't worried about your hair. This time you're not worried about what outfit you got on. This time you're not worried about your finances. But you have your best party praise with you. Because someone is on their way back. Somebody's been away for a mighty long time and needs to be welcomed back. Somebody has strayed away and needs to be welcomed back. And if they here today, we can celebrate the power of his promise because the one who left will return. And I'm so glad that I know a man. His name is Jesus. I'm not talking about the person who used to sit in the pew. I'm not talking about the person who used to come to the business meeting. I'm not referring to the person who used to clean the sanctuary or usher at the door. I'm not talking about the one who used to sing in the choir or serve on the deacon board. But there is one who will come back. And his name is Jesus. The Bible says that he's coming on a cloud. And every eye is going to see him. He's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. A church who can praise God in the middle of a crisis.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.